Wrong mic. Right song, but wrong mic.
Smooth. Yeah. Real smooth.
It's my style.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's my style. That's cool. Blondage war das gerade mit Lucky Black Shirt von der Blondage EP, die ja in diesem Jahr erschienen ist vom Duo aus Kopenhagen. Morgen.
Morgen.
Morgen spielen Blondage im Musik und Frieden. Heute sind sie bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über die Umbenennung der Formation, die bis vor kurzem ja noch Wranglerklotz hieß. Wir finden raus, warum sich immer mehr Bands nach Los Angeles aufmachen, um dort an ihren Songs zu feilen. Wir reden über das Abgeben von Kontrolle und besprechen noch einiges mehr. Ich sage aber erst nochmal Hallo Pernille und Espen. Hello Blondage.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing today?
Really good.
Do you actually speak German? Because you just said Morgan without any accent.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we lived in Berlin for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you speak German.
Though. I know. My German basically didn't improve while we live here.
Yeah.
But we have it in school for like 5 years. But Pernille's is way better than mine. She can, if she's a little bit drunk, she'll have a perfect conversation.
Ah, fließend Deutsch, ja.
Aber nur wenn du getrunken hast.
Nein, auch wenn ich nicht betrunken bin.
Schön. Wo kommt ihr heute her? Where are you coming from today? You can answer in both languages. I think we should mix it up Babylon style.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with English though, but she can mix it up.
Yeah.
We played in Munich yesterday and Cologne the day before.
Okay, and that was nice.
Yeah, yeah, it really was.
Hat alles geklappt?
Alles geklappt.
Sehr schön.
Yeah. Sehr schönes Publikum und ja.
Gut aussehende Leute im Blondage Publikum. I can imagine that you have a good looking audience.
Actually. Yeah, of course, man. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the music, maybe just come to pick up girls or boys, you know.
No, I can really imagine that if the venue lights are turned on at the end of your set, that you, although you should have known, that you look at them sometimes and you go like, fuck, those people are beautiful. Look at all these good looking boys and girls on our concert here.
Yeah.
I've read about a trip to LA. You told an interviewer in October that you wanted to go to LA to do some writing there to get inspired for new material.
Exactly.
Has that happened? Wart ihr in Los Angeles in that time?
Yeah. We went for almost a month and we did some collaborations with different producers, and that's the first time we ever did that. So it was very inspiring. But actually, the fun thing is, it was when we got back, we really started writing together.
Okay, cool.
But I think the experience of just, doing it with someone outside our little bubble.
Yeah.
Just pumped a lot of creative energy into.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking a lot about not being so closed in our process, because early on, and especially when we did the Wranglerklotz, it was just the two of us, and even before that, it was just me, and it felt pretty claustrophobic in the end, and that's definitely one of the reasons why we felt like we had to move on and do something really differently, in order to make better music and also to have a better life, really.
So you opened up the whole idea of
yeah, but,
bondage,
but,
kind of.
For now, really, it's more of an idea than an actual fact, because because
as soon as someone sits beneath you on the console, you're like, get your fingers off that thing.
I have a really difficult time seeing someone else press the buttons.
So.
You know?
Really thought so.
But we did do it in LA, and although we haven't used any of the songs we wrote over there, then as Pernille said, like, the experience is important, just to let go.
Sure.
So we learned a lot from it, and it is something we're going to do in the future. But plus, we would like to write songs for other people as well, because there's something about, like, for instance, when we write a song and we feel like it's good, then we know that there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to do afterwards with it, you know. Then is it going to be a single? What about the final production, the mixing, the mastering, all that? But if you just write something in, it might not be right for us, then you can just pass it on, and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't.
So have you tried to label and distribute us about that? Because I think
you have to get in touch with the
pop star labels, you know? Like Mike Snow wrote Toxic for Britney Spears. I think it's...
Oh, is he the guy?
Yeah, Mike Snow. It's three people, actually, but they wrote Toxic for Britney Spears, which is the best Britney Spears song
it's
ever written.
It's amazing.
It's one of the greatest pop songs ever.
Yeah.
And I mean, it had some nice, you know, it had some nice influence on the lives of the guys who wrote it. I think each of them bought one or two houses with the money.
Of course,
which is, I mean, not that bad.
I just want to point out that is not per se our goal with it, to buy houses, but actually it's just that it
can be. But you wouldn't say no to a lot of money.
I mean, we'd give everything to charity, of course.
Every single dime.
That would be great, though. You know, remember Blondage? They wrote that super huge hit for another artist.
Yeah.
And then they gave away all the money for charity.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's a future headline for you.
Yeah. But being in LA helped. Although that's what I found out now through the subtext. Although you're not really, you've not arrived at the point where you say, yeah, I'll just write the song and let somebody else produce the next Blondish
EP.
Can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, such a big part of what we do is our sound as well. So, I mean, it will be mostly as an inspiring thing. Inspiration thing, rather than it being just us putting a top line on something and calling it a day, will never work like that. But yeah, I mean, it is just extremely liberating not to be the only two people in the studio.
Yeah, that's true, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important if you're ready to produce and if you know how to produce your own music, I think you should definitely do it. But why not get an engineer with you in the studio who's doing all the technical stuff?
Mm-hmm. So you can move faster, you can be
in the studio for 2 weeks and there's going to be 4 days or something where you're really working the double shift as a musician and a producer. But maybe for the rest of the time, you can lean back a little more and enjoy the way that you're recording, think about the compositions more.
Yeah, because one of the things that we've been thinking a lot about with Blondage instead of Rangleklasse is that we want to release more music. Like, it took a long time for us to finish anything with Rangleklasse. So it was like a lot of years that just passed where we didn't make enough songs. Like, it was too difficult and too slow. So
I think that was the main, I don't know, the thing we learned from the whole LA experience was really, you know, the energy and the pace of just working on music and songs. And we really took that back with us and it actually helped because in like 2 weeks, we made 3 songs and we were just like, whoa.
Yeah, cool. Sometimes
what's going
it's important
on?
Not to overthink stuff, right?
Yeah.
Just record it. And then if you like it in 2 weeks time, then it's a good song.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, just record
and
another
maybe
one.
We won't exactly. Use it.
Don't think
maybe
about
we
that
will.
One song over and over again and try to make it a good one.
It
if it's
makes
not a good
you
one.
Fucking insane.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
But I mean, to some extent, I must admit that going to LA is also a weather thing for me. I don't really particularly enjoy the city. It's not one of my favorite places on earth at all, but the weather is pretty amazing for a Scandinavian such as myself. I mean,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
but I've never been to LA, but I think it's a mixture of like a beautiful beaches, beautiful mountains and stuff, and skateboarders and some cool people, and all the rest is super depressing. You know, because it's a depressing city with beautiful weather.
True.
Cool. Yeah, and just a whole bunch of people who didn't make it.
Yeah, that's inspirational, though.
It is.
Those are the guys you want to write songs about. You don't want to write a song about a successful actor. That's boring.
I like whenever we took an Uber over there, you end up talking to the driver about like how much
trying
hard,
to become
hard work.
An actor.
Yeah,
doing different creative projects.
That's
and they're always talking about
everybody
hard work.
Everybody gets in the Uber car, he gets his story. That's super desperate.
Yeah,
but I love the stories in Uber cars. Actually, if there's time for it, we had this one guy, a Bangladeshi guy, who said that he spent $40 million at casinos and lost it all. And now he was using Uber as a way of not gambling, right?
And
he gave it, we couldn't find him, but he like he told us his name and to search for him. I think he was maybe telling the truth, and it was an incredible story.
I mean, that's a brilliant news for all the addicted people out there. Just get an Uber car.
Exactly.
Your addiction will be gone. Exactly. You have a new job. It's
exactly.
Great. Let's listen to another song of yours.
Yeah.
Nochmal mit Blondage verabredet. Wir quatschen dann nach dem Song noch ein bisschen weiter nach FLF und verlosen dann auch noch Tickets für die Show morgen Abend im Musik und Frieden.
Yes.
Blondage. FLF auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus der Blondage EP, die in diesem Jahr erschienen ist, mit einem durchaus neuen Sound drauf. Rangeklotzt ist ja das Projekt der beiden, das vorher schon existierte. Da wurde, das habe ich im Interview gelesen, auch darauf geachtet, dass man hört, dass die beiden gut Musik machen können. Jetzt hat man sich ein bisschen zurückgenommen und sagt, wichtig ist, dass das gut ist, was wir machen. Es muss nicht unbedingt Musik sein, die davon zeugt, dass wir besonders gut an unseren Instrumenten sind. I've just read that for this new EP, you realize that you don't have to play your instrument like a virtuose guy. Yeah. You can just play the stuff that you need for the song and strip it back a little more and just do what the song really needs and not show off your skills on an instrument or something like that.
Yeah.
How hard or how easy was it for you to kill your darlings, so to speak?
I think the thing is that it has been extremely easy. And it seems to me like, because I know there's probably a few people and definitely maybe some hardcore fans of Rangeklotzt who feels like maybe we're taking an easier way out now. But to me, by doing something that is definitely more pop oriented. Mm-hmm. But to me, this seems so much more honest to the kind of music that we've always been into. And maybe we did things a little bit too complex for our own good early on. Like, maybe that was one of the reasons why it took so long for us to finish albums and stuff like that. But it has been a complete liberation to look at the important aspects of songwriting. Mm-hmm. Where, how would you put it, Nula?
I think what I think is great is that the songs are not as complex when you look at them mm-hmm. for the first time.
Yeah.
But when one listens to them, there's a complexity that's kind of like hidden. It's not like obvious on the instruments.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe what we are trying to do and what really inspires us right now is to take some of that experimental approach, but really find the hooks.
Yes.
Find like the mm-hmm. clear, you know, pop melody. And that clear message that just immediately hits you.
Mm.
And then, as you say, there's still a lot to dive into.
Yeah,
there's
layers.
We can't help ourselves.
And there's
still
a sound design. We've talked about the importance of sound design for your music as well. And one can really listen or one can really feel that you do take care about the sound of each snare drum in these songs and stuff,
Sure.
It's not like the first, let's take the first drum sample that we find. It's like, can feel that.
Let's use the 808 again.
Yeah, and there's a lot of effort in there. And that's complex as well to work.
I think maybe it's not that much about making pop songs because it's easy. It's actually really difficult making great pop songs.
I think
we've become better.
Yeah, yeah. You have to reduce stuff to the max, right?
Exactly.
And that's not too easy. No. It's like a Saucier who has to work
and I think
with
the red
wine and the sauce for hours.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the whole Rangeklotzt period was also kind of a playground, like exploring different ways of writing music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by now we are getting better at it.
Yeah.
And it's more like a collaborative effort, right?
Because
in the beginning it was more of you doing the songs.
Yeah.
And so that's changed as well.
And it feels honestly closer to my heart right now than it has ever felt.
That's good.
So I mean we feel like we're in the best place we've been yet in making music.
Cool. That's a good time to enter the studio, actually, right?
Yes.
And record more stuff.
Yes.
You've been to LA, you've written some chord progressions.
Yeah, a little bit.
There might be the one or the other idea for lyrics already.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have plans to enter the studio soon? Do you have something
booked?
I
mean, we're pretty much always in the studio because we have our own studio in Copenhagen. And it's just a matter of, you know, if we have a day off, then we're in the studio. It's just kind of what we do. And usually it's not that divided into being on tour and being in the studio as maybe a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is jumbled together. It's just we're either performing or writing.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And we can reveal that we already now have a couple of songs that are really close to being done. So
Yeah, nice. So
next year is
going to
be a good
nice.
Year.
Yeah. Because we all want more. The EP was a good teaser. Everybody was like,
yeah, more of that.
Should be more of that.
There's going to be more of it.
No, that's really cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for that. I want to wish you the best of luck for tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we'll meet again in 2017 and we'll talk about
hopefully
more Blonde Edge material. Great
okay,
band name,
thanks.
By the way. I mean, that's something I haven't mentioned yet. And talking about band names is actually a reason to get kicked out of the station because it's such a lame topic, you know, it's for, yes. for lazy journalists. Oh, Blonde Edge, what a beautiful band name. So it's forbidden in here, but I had to say it this one time.
I appreciate that, man.
Heute Abend, nein, morgen Abend, sorry, morgen Abend, das ja. jetzt beinahe hätte ich es noch falsch gemacht. Morgen Abend spielen Blonde Edge im Musik und Frieden. Wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Blonde Edge morgen Abend. Im Musik und Frieden. 030 2000 9000. Euch beiden nochmal vielen Dank für den Besuch.
Danke auch.
Es hat mir Spaß gemacht, mich mit euch zu unterhalten. Wir werden uns nächstes Jahr noch ein bisschen ausführlicher unterhalten, dann über neues Material. Ich bin schon sehr gespannt. Also,
okay.
Macht's gut, ihr Lieben.
Tschüss.
Blonde Edge bei mir im Studio morgen Abend im Musik und Frieden. Viel Spaß. Und jetzt guckt die Jasmin Kröger auch mal ins Studio rein. Fünfmal habe ich die Nummer schon gesagt. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft an für Blonde Edge morgen in Musik und Frieden. Ja, klappt auch noch, ist doch schön.
Flux FM Podcast, der Audio Espresso to go.